is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Japan, a new prime minister, Takeuchi Sanai, a young woman regarded as well prepared for the face-off with People's Republic of China and the aggression against all of Asia, but especially East Asia. We come to a headline at NBC News. I'm joined by Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're joined by Lance Gatling in Tokyo. He's a principal at Nexial Research. The headline, China seeks to inflict economic blow on Japan amid escalating spat over Taiwan. This is NBC News. Beijing suggested it might impose a ban on seafood imports from Japan after warning its citizens to avoid travel there and postponing the release of at least two Japanese movies. Odd business. Lance, I come to you right away. This looks like fresh headlines. You've got a new prime minister. Are they connected? Good evening to you.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yes, of course, they're connected. It's off to the races. The new administration of Takeuchi Sanai, and you could call her young. She's in her 60s, but in Japanese political terms, she's a mere child compared to most of the octogenarians that are here. She was asked a very pointed question by a member of the CDP, the primary opposition party, Mr. Okada. Mr. Okada was a member of the three DPJ, Democratic Party of Japan, interregnum cabinets back when the LDP last lost its majority in both houses and they were able to establish a government. Coming out of that, the United States under first Barack Obama mentioned its pivot to Asia. And as a response to that, over a couple of years, in 2015, the second Abe administration first passed a cabinet interpretation of the Constitution that said Japan could, in fact, engage in collective defense. Think of that. Collective defense meaning engaging an outside partner, another country, for the national security purposes of Japan to fight, if necessary, in cooperation with another country. And that is one of the issues with the Constitution that was promulgated during the occupation under MacArthur. The DPJ at the DPJ at the time said that was unconstitutional, and the Abe administration position was that it was in fact something that could be interpreted, and then they passed a law. So when Mr. Okada of the CDP asked her point blank in a meeting of the most powerful committee in the Japanese parliament, the Diet, the budget committee, what do you think about collective defense under this law? There is a part of the story is that she kind of went off the cuff. She wasn't reading a prepared remark, which is typical. Not reading from the prepared remark was atypical. So she's very at ease in speaking in public like this, but she may have wandered a little bit too far from the normal script because she said, if Taiwan is threatened or blockaded, that could be construed as an existential threat against Japan, which meant that which was interpreted to mean it was possible that Japan, under those circumstances, would engage in collective defense. What does that mean? It means that Japan could be working to fight with the United States or the Philippines or even Taiwan or all of the above collectively, because Japan could have decided that, in fact, it was an existential crisis. Or the other possibility under that 2015 law is that Japanese nationals are in danger and threat to their lives, and they can't be secured any other way other than with military force. So she's put out a marker, and the question is, what does that marker mean? Did she intend to do it? And where does it go? Now, bearing in mind, again, that they have a minority government, and she's going back to that same budget committee to ask to double the defense procurement budget, bringing that forward from the Abe plan 2027 or so up to 2026.
Gordon, there's a report that the U.S. has withdrawn an important missile system that could be used to stop a Chinese aggressor in East Asia. Is that report connected to the new prime minister or to this dispute now between Beijing and Tokyo? Good day to you.
I think that it should be connected, but it isn't. The U.S. is a part of a military exercise, deployed units of its Typhoon missile system, which launches Tomahawk missiles. Now, the U.S. had always said it was going to withdraw the Typhoon system from Japan. It's mobile. But at a time of crisis between Japan and China, withdrawing it now is the worst possible moment. And I think that the Pentagon should have understood the political context of going forward with a decision that had already been made, which shows a failure of the United States to actually think strategically and a failure of the United States to support an ally. You know, we don't think symbolism is important, but the Chinese do. And the Chinese were very happy that this withdrawal is going forward at this moment.
Do you have a question for Lance?
Lance, what is your view on the withdrawal of the Typhoon system?
Well, I would point out Yes. I would point out that between the resolution of the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Russians and the United States actually admitting what happened, which was that the stalwart President John Kennedy traded the Jupiter missiles in Turkey against the Soviets withdrawing their missiles from Cuba, it was almost 30 years. It was 30 years before that discussion and agreement was disclosed. It was so classified, held so tightly that it took 30 years. And I'm not sure we didn't see something like that here. These missiles are deployed for these exercises in order to not only to make political statements to potential opponents, but also to make technical demonstrations to your partners. So when the United States Army brought in those Typhoon missile battery, which is four mobile batteries with vertical launch cells, it can fire either Tomahawks or launch either Tomahawks or SM-6 anti-ship missiles. They're exercising, not just moving, driving these things around the battlefield. That's kind of the lowest common denominator. They're also connecting the intelligence systems, the radio systems, and everything else it needs for targeting these devices. Now, each one of those batteries is about half the firepower.
We have 30 seconds, Lance. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
It's about half the firepower of a active U.S. Navy frigate, 36 missiles versus 16 ready missiles. But the Chinese made great note of this and specifically called those systems to be very destabilizing. So we may not know for decades, Gordon, what actually happened. But it's going to be interesting to watch meanwhile.
Lance Gatling, a principal of Nexio Research in A New Day in Tokyo, Takeichi Sanai, the prime minister, and associated with hawkish positions towards the People's Republic of China. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.